Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome. I know it's been a while since I've been on the air. There's a whole lot that's been going on. And, you know, work schedule and all this stuff that has interfered with me getting together with you guys. But I'm here today. I'm ready to go. And I'm excited. Okay. Now, let's see. Today's episode is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Now, right now it's 80 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at the high today was 83. Tomorrow we're going to go up to 85. Thunderstorms. Wednesday, thunderstorms 87. Thursday, sunshine 91. Friday, partly sunny 92 degrees. And then this the weekend, Saturday is going to be good. Sunday, thunderstorms. Okay? So that's your weather for the week, and you guys can grab that and use it, you know, whatever you have to do with it, right? But that's your weather for today. Now, today's word of the day is prorata, P-R-O-R-A-T-A. Prorata. Prorata is an adverb and it means proportionately according to an exactly calculable factor, such as a share or liability. Proportionately according to an exact calculable factor, such as a share or liability. All right? That's prorata. All right, so that's your word of the day, and that's your weather for today. I mean, that's everything, right? So let's get into the show. Well, before I get into the show, and I'll probably do this probably all week for the next few weeks, is to say again, my condolences to one of my all-time very best friends, Vic and his wife, Veronica, long-time friends. He's an even longer friend, and they lost their son to gun violence just over a week ago, and the funeral was Saturday. I attended, and it's tough, and I know they're going through things, and I really don't want to bother them right now. I'm gonna sit back and kind of allow them to grieve, get past it a little bit, and then I'll try to get back into their lives, and we'll go from there, right? And I think that's the best solution for it. Okay, I think that's the best solution for it, is to allow them to do their grieving, and then I'll get back in their lives in a while. Okay, I don't want to call, you know, say, how you doing? It's that. Everybody's doing that. So, I'm going to lay back, okay? I'm going to lay back until maybe he calls me or whatever. But I'm going to lean back, all right? So let's get going and get into today's show. Today's show is entitled, Did Papa John Know That He Couldn't Say the N-word? So we're gonna discuss the reasons that Papa John said the N-word out loud. Why did he say it out loud? Why did he say it on a conference call? Now he's apologized for it, and y'all know who Papa John is. He's the founder of Papa John's Pizza. Okay, and so what happened was he said, and I quote, Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken always call black people the N-word. and never got, what do you call it, chastised or ostracized or whatever for his comments. Okay? And he said those words on a conference call, end quote. He said the N-word on a conference call. When I say conference call, that means there was a lot of people on the call. Okay? And I guarantee you that when those people heard him say that, there was silence. I guarantee you there was silence. And silence, what I mean by silence is people were on that call. They didn't say anything. All they were thinking was, nah, he didn't just say that. Excuse me. Papa John didn't just say the N-word. Okay? Now, I don't know if it was just only white people on the call. I don't know if it was white and black people on the phone, a call. I don't know if it was white, black, Asian. I don't know who was on the call. But I do know that one person that was on the call made a call after the call. And you know, the reason I asked, did he know that he couldn't say the N-word? Is because of course I know that. Of course I know that answer, right? Of course I know that answer. But what I'm saying is because he apologized for saying it, and at the same time he said that the agency or something that he was dealing with coerced him to say it or made him say it. Now, I don't believe that. Okay, I don't believe that for 1 minute. But what I'm saying to anyone who's listening to this show is that, you know, even myself, okay, I wouldn't say the N-word. Now, I've had people call into the show and say that before. But myself, I wouldn't say the N-word. Okay? I wouldn't say it on the air. Okay? Now, I can't say that I hadn't used it. I've used it. Okay? But I don't say it on the air. Nor do I say, you know, nor do I call white people a different name. Nor do I call Asian people a different name. Nor do I call Latinos a different name. That's not me. Okay? Publicly. That's not me. All right? I cherish my listeners on the show. I cherish the people who listen to me every day. I need the people who listen to me every day. I'm in love with the people that listen to me every day because you guys listen to me every day. Well, not every day, but the days that I'm on the air, you guys chime in and listen. You learn that I'm on the air and you say, oh, my God, Frank's on the air, and you listen. Appreciate that. I appreciate that to the utmost. And that's why I don't get out of myself or out of body and make some kind of off-the-wall comment, racist comment. I don't do that. Okay? I don't do that. Now, I'm sure that Papa John didn't mean to do that. Okay? But he did it. Because he's such a, you know, way up there in the upper 1% of income in the United States, I believe, and it's just my opinion, you can call in and give your opinion, 516-531-9483. You can call in and give your opinion, but I believe, and this is my opinion, I believe for sure that he did not mean to say that. I believe that. Because, you know, if he meant to see it, he's getting exactly what he deserves. Okay? If he didn't mean to see it, he screwed up. Right? And he's losing millions and millions and millions of dollars. He's losing millions and millions and millions of dollars. Their stock has plummeted. Papa John's stocks has plummeted. Some of his shareholders are getting out of the game. Okay? Think he's resigned from the company. I mean, I've eaten Papa John's pizza, but I'm not a big fan of Papa John's pizza. Okay? But I've eaten it. All right? I do like the crust, okay? So if we have a Papa John's pizza, I'll eat the pizza down to the crust, you know, that backside of the pizza, you know. I'll eat the pizza down to there, and I'll save that edge of the crust. Y'all know where I'm going. I'll save that edge of the crust on each slice of pizza that I have, because I want to get to the point where I'm done with eating pizza. Now I'm going to take the backs of these slices of pizza, the fat edge on the back of the pizza, I'm going to take that and I'm going to dip it in that Papa John's garlic sauce. That garlic sauce is off the chain. That garlic sauce is the good stuff. Okay? The garlic sauce is the good stuff. And again, I've eaten Papa John's pizza. It's not bad, but it's not my favorite. Okay? A lot of people love it. Right? Now, but for him to get on a conference call and say the N-word to people on the conference call was a tragedy. I always thought Papa John was a good guy. But obviously, he's not. Now, he's been trying to twist this thing around, trying to get it to fit right, trying to get it to fit in that hole, and it won't go in that hole. So he's in trouble. All his sponsors are pulling out from his pizza. I don't even think I've seen a Papa John's commercial since this happened. And now when you think about it, just like me, it isn't the first time he said the N-word. Y'all don't get it twisted. A lot of people act like that. Oh my God, he said that. He didn't. There's no way he meant to say that. Well, he said it, right? If he didn't mean to say it, he would not have said it. Unless he was on this call and he had been drinking, you know, heavily during the day. Then got on this conference call and said something he shouldn't have said. You ever notice that's the time when people speak the truth? When they get drunk, when they get, you know, really on the edge drinking and get into a conversation with them, they say what they really thinking when they drunk. They say what they really mean when they're drunk. And again, I don't know if he was drunk or been drinking or whatever, but he really, really, really put a big old foot in his mouth. And now, again, he's losing millions of dollars. Millions of dollars a month he's losing. Now they say, ah, Frank, yeah, Papa John got plenty of money. He ain't worried. Hey, the people who have money, it's one thing that they hate to do. People who have money, there's one thing that they hate to do more than anything else is to lose money. What's the one thing that you hate? I'm talking to you guys in the audience. You hate to lose money. Man, maybe you lost a dollar or something like that or whatever, but when you lose a $10 or a $20 bill, or maybe you lost a $100 bill, you've lost some money before. But with Papa John, he didn't like losing a $20 bill. He's losing the $1 million chicks. $1 million chicks. That's what he's lost. I wish I could pick one of them up for myself. But he's lost millions of dollars. And going to continue to lose millions of dollars. Who knows, unless you know Papa John, who knows what's happening in his life right now? He may be losing his house. He may be losing his cars, his boats, all his luxury stuff because of this. And he can't blame anyone else but himself. But, you know, he said he was sorry. But we can't just accept sorry. You need to be run out of town. You need to be run out of business. You need to go. And he did. He resigned. He left Papa John's Pizza. Okay? Now, What I encourage you guys to do is start to watch Papa John's Pizza. Start to watch Papa John's Pizza, and let's see if they're going to start to fade and fade and fade and fade out. I think they are. This guy, this franchise. Not franchise, but this company is losing so much money right now that they can't plug the hole. Think about it. Y'all remember when the oil spill out in the Gulf of Mexico, Obama was president. Oil spilled in the Gulf of Mexico. They could not stop. They could not cap that oil. They couldn't stop it for a long time. That's exactly the way money is being pulled out of Papa John's Pizza. They can't stop it. They can't control it. It's out of control the way they're losing money. I tell you, when it started losing like that, you got to start shutting some stuff down. You got to start trying to, just like the oil spill, you got to start trying to figure out ways to maybe little by little get in there and start pushing, pushing, pushing until you get that thing closed. But this hole that's in Papa John's Pizza where they're losing money through this hole is gigantic. They can use all the stuff in the world, and they probably won't be able to close this hole. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in, press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. So, and with Papa John saying the N-word, okay, with that came, again, all his, so many of his sponsors has pulled out, backed off of him. His biggest sponsor, the National Football League, pulled their contract with Papa John's. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard this, and this is really unthinkable, but I heard this about Papa John's in the NFL, is that he had a contract with the NFL until 2040. Let that soak in. He had a contract with the NFL until 2040. And this dude goes out and says the N-word in front of a gang of people. But again, that's not his first time using the N-word. Not the last time he's going to use the N-word. I guarantee you he wakes up and think about that every single day. He's probably going to think about it every single day for years. Know why? Because he's losing so much money every single day. And he's going to continue to lose money every single day. And for us, people, you know, the population of people. You know what I'd say to you guys? What I'd say to you guys is don't eat Papa John's pizza. Now I know some of you, that's your favorite pizza and all, yada 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 yada. But this dude said the N-word. That's how he think of black people. Probably been called the N-word a time or two. Okay? Doesn't bother me. I know who I am. Okay? I know who I am. As a matter of fact, you know, the ignorance is that people don't understand what the word means. Okay? People don't understand what the word means. The N-word means, and it's a noun. It's a noun. A noun is a person, place, or a thing, right? It's a noun. And it's the first word that comes up on the dictionary, in the dictionary for the N-word is offensive. Okay? It's used as an insulting and contemptuous term for a black person. Okay? The second one says used as an insulting and contemptuous term for a member of any dark-skinned race. And then the last one says a member of a class or group of people who are systematically subjected to discrimination and unfair treatment. Okay? And you know, they say a group of people who are systematically subjected to discrimination. Systematically means the system that's in place here in America. That's what we're subjected to. And it's not just people of color. Okay? It's not just people of color. There are lots of white people who get unfair treatment. There are lots of white people who are systematically subjected to discrimination. Discrimination, that's exactly, discrimination doesn't discriminate between black, white, Asian, Latinos. Discrimination doesn't discriminate between those. Okay? So when you use the N-word, you have to think about it. You know, you use it to hurt someone. Okay, it's offensive. So you're using it to hurt someone. And I don't know if that's what Papa John had on his mind, is to hurt someone with that word. I don't know. I don't know if he was directing that to someone. I don't know. But all I know is he said it, and he's gonna pay his dues for saying it. And his dues are unlike our dues. His dues are gigantic. Because he was had, and I say had, gigantic money. And the last thing people with gigantic money want to do is lose it. He doesn't want to lose his money, but he's losing it. He's losing it so fast, it's like a blower, like somebody got a blower behind him just blowing, and all his money just coming out of his pocket. He's trying to hold his pocket. He's sitting there trying to hold his pockets down, and that blower just blowing it out. He can't stop it. Papa John's is in trouble. He's in deep, deep trouble. Deep trouble. And he can't get out. He can't get out. It's like they say, a crab's in a barrel. They just scraping on the side of that barrel, but they can't get out. Papa John can't get out. He's done. Papa John is done. He's done. And I'm feeling for it because, you know, and I wanted to do this show because people have to understand that some things you can't just sit there and say out loud, especially if you're some kind of public figure, hold some type of office. Do some kind of, you know, national work on TV, in the movies, whatever. You can't do it. You know? Maybe your granddad did it. He taught you that. But this now day and age, you can't do it. You're going to be in trouble. And you're going to lose everything that you, I'm telling you, my whole listening audience, I don't care if it's 15 of y'all, I don't care if it's 15,000 of y'all listening out there to me today. When you use the N-word, nowadays, you're going to be in for big, big trouble. I'm not talking about using it just around the house or at a party. Well, you may get your ass whooped at a party. You know, you may be playing around at this party, yada yada yada, you done been drinking again. When you're drinking, things come out. You that sitting there drinking and drinking and drinking, and you're getting drunk and all that, yeah, man, those ends. That's all you have to say. And from that point on, you're in trouble. okay? From that point on, you're in trouble. So, guys, stay conscious of that. Don't do that. And especially don't do that in the company. And you can do it in the company of other people, but be sure that they are the company that you want to use that word with. Okay? Make sure of that. And if you're out drinking and drinking and drinking, don't get so to the edge where you forget what you're doing. Because you may not be with the ends. Not be with the ends. You might be with some white people. And again, the N word is not just it's not just for black people. It's for what did I tell you? A group of people that systematically discriminated against. The system is discriminating against those people. It's not just black people through your head. Hey guys, that's all the show I have for today. Hey, take care of yourselves. Join me tomorrow. I'll have another great show tomorrow. We're going to talk about getting Trump out of the White House as soon as possible. Hey, guys, take care. Have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here. In the nighttime. Ooh, Frank Williams Show. With the chickens I'll see you. Bye-bye. Money changing colors like da-da. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey. Around. Who did that trap sound? Designer, gold, fashion, show, trap, house, made it, gold. Control the bag now, control. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Man. We living fast now. Finest, rose, we can go. We go to cold. Keep watching me when Bob still be real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Ooh, 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 ooh. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that kill it, watch me flip it like the fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I didn't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch, like Monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda, diamonds off the road. Keep watching me, whip up, still keep real and sane. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like I really got static. It must be the fatty. I get blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry.